The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Love Never Fails Radio.
Love Never Fails.
Inviting you to join in the fight for love.
There are millions of people who are trapped in modern day slavery. Take a stand to do something against this injustice. Join the fight against human trafficking. If you truly love,
set the captives free.
Each week, this program sheds light on the needs of vulnerable people in our community who are impacted by human trafficking, homelessness, addiction, and abuse, and celebrates the work of those who are meeting them right where they are and expressing to them that they are precious, valued, and loved. Our goal is to see this radio audience move to compassion demonstrated in acts of service, generosity, and gifts of time. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, founder and executive director of Love Never Fails, Vanessa Russell.
Thanks and welcome to Love Never Fails Radio. I am in the studio today with Dr. Maluna Fausch. She created her proprietary seven-step vocal archetype system to train smart, heart-centered, conscientious leaders from around the globe in confident and compelling communication, voice, and presence. And I can just tell you, she's just done an amazing job coaching CEOs, C-suite, and senior managers from companies like Google, Chevron, Peloton, Forge Global, Honeywell, Zinnier, AdRoll, SoftDocs, Hive Solutions. I'm running out of breath. Unity Technologies, Raycon, Capgemini, and Dominion Energy. She is the world's stage is really one of her taglines. And as an executive voice presence and pitch coach, she uses her vocal archetypes module to help clients conquer stage fright and clear subconscious beliefs that hold them back. And, you know, one of the things that's so compelling about Dr. Maluna, she does all of this with such a great deal of love and care for the community. And she has shown forth that care towards Love Never Fails over the years as an advisory board member and as a voice coach for our IT Biz Tech Academy students. And so thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Maluna. We just appreciate you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's great to be here with you.
Yes. And so you are also a sponsor of the Love Never Fails radio shows. Your advertisements continue to run every now and then. I'm sure there will be one running during today's show. So thank you again for that. We have lots to talk about, Dr. Maluna. It's been there's just been so many new developments since we had you on the show last time. I'd love for you to kind of talk about your book, talk about changes that you've made with your business. Just fill us in. How's it been going?
Thank you. My book came out, if you can believe it, a year ago, February. Up-level your communication, evolve your presence and speech to change everything. Mm-hmm. And that came out with Forbes Books. I wrote it for the heart-centered leader or executive or professional because I think we admire the leaders, the executives who communicate well. And when we skip over that, things don't always happen so beautifully. We may not get the money. We may not get the initiative or the buy-in or the cooperation or collaboration. If we cannot speak clearly and confidently, and I call it up-leveled, intentional, purposeful, and enlightened. So that means leaving no one out. We know when to be more informal. We know when to be formal. We know how to lead meetings. We know how to introduce folks. And we're comfortable in many different arenas and on many different stages.
Love that. Many different arenas and stages. And what I love about that the most is that you would even visualize yourself in an arena or in a stage, right? On a stage. As you begin to, you know, be intentional about thinking about the places that you want to be with the message that you have. And for that time, for that people, for that purpose, right? You were going to say something.
Pardon me for interrupting. That's absolutely it. It's our audience. Whether you're in Congress,
right,
for 90 seconds, on the city streets, in the pulpit, in a huge auditorium as CEO of a company, you are on stage. And it simply means it's an extension of you, your brand, your self-expression. Whether you're on camera or in person, this is your chance to make a difference. This is your chance to use your voice to influence and impact the world for good.
Yeah. So you and I had the opportunity to meet, what has it been, 4 years, 4 or 5 years now?
I think at least five.
Yeah. And I know it's time is passing. Just one of the things that struck me as certainly a goal for the people that Love Never Fails serves is for us to find our voice and for them to find their voice. And, you know, as you know, Dr. Maluna, 92% of LNF staff are survivors of interpersonal violence. And then, of course, we serve all of these populations that have experienced trauma. And trauma has a way of telling you a story about yourself. And one of the best ways that you can sort of work through that is by talking about it. And sometimes we talk about it in counseling, and sometimes we talk about it while we're doing a speech. Sometimes we talk about it, like you said, in front of Congress for 90 seconds, as I was last week. And so how are you, you know, it's not just saying just any old thing, right? You said heart-centered leaders. Tell us more about that.
It's beginning a meeting with purpose in exact words. So I say to folks, let's not just say, hey, guys, here we are. You know my position on the word guys. It's not a terribly flattering word for most people. So I've been on a mission to release that from our language for quite some time. It's knowing exactly what you're going to say. So if we're opening a meeting, hello, Advisory Board of Love Never Fails. Good evening. Good afternoon. We want to be aware of, is it global? Do we have folks in other time zones? And we want to give a more comprehensive greeting that includes everyone. It's what you said is so important. Some of us were silenced. I was told as a child, be quiet, sit down. No one wants to hear. Probably no coincidence at all that I have spent my whole life finding my own voice as well. This has been my journey to learn to speak up and out. And it's so key for our thrivers, survivors, folks in IT biz, because maybe they've never felt like their voice mattered. And the only way we're going to change the marketplace with our incredible IT biz graduates, with more opinions, perspective, some say diversity, opening it up. It's for folks to have the confidence to speak up and share their perspective. We have intelligences of all different kinds, could be spiritual, environmental, Native American, African American, emotional intelligence. And it's time we listen to everyone around the table.
I love that. I love that. Listen to everyone around the table. You know, that is a, you know, it's a loaded, that's a loaded comment, you know, listen to everyone around the table, because boy, you know, let's break this down. not everybody's at the table. You know, so there's a whole journey to getting to the table. And so when you finally get the person to the table that has maybe a different thought than you, it's interesting. You know, there's some people right now, I got to tell you, Maluna, there's some people, they have some different thoughts than me. And I appreciate being at the table with people that have different thoughts. And I appreciate listening. I have grown tremendously by hearing opposing thought. Now, this is sounding crazy, right? I'm totally against decriminalization of prostitution. And yet, I appreciate hearing what others have to say about it, because it tells me a lot about where we are in our world. It tells me a lot about maybe the way someone's hurting, the way somebody needs some extra care or some extra support or maybe some extra information. I don't take the time to even try to understand, you know, try to understand what are they saying. And maybe I tweak what I'm feeling like a little bit, just a little bit, because I gave them the time and space to speak to me. Tell me what's on their mind. So I'll talk back about what you said. We're going to take a break and I want to hear back from you. You said that people were saying as you were growing up, you know, from you. We don't, you know, just sit there and be quiet. Children are meant to be seen and not heard. So I want to come back to you on that and hear a little more about, is that what informs the, you know, these archetypes and the work that you've been doing? I want to hear about your personal story and then bridge it back into, you know, the youth of today, what, you know, the things that they're experiencing, the level of homelessness because people aren't feeling heard, youth aren't feeling heard or seen. I'd love to get your take on that. So we'll be right back. And thank you for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, and Happy New Year from Love Never Fails. We want to thank you for your prayers and support that have allowed us to provide 8,000 dignity items to people in need throughout the Bay Area, to help search for 32 missing people, to house 61 people, and even graduate 97 students from our IT Biz Tech Academy. We couldn't have done it without you. Please stay involved by going to loveneverfailsus.com. And always remember that you are loved.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Dr. Maluna Fausch. She again has created her proprietary 7-step vocal archetype system to train smart, heart-centered, conscientious leaders around the globe. And we're talking today about voice, about this training that she's developed, this methodology. And I wanted to just kind of take it back a little bit and hear from you, you know, what informed your journey to pursue voice and help others to do the same?
I think part of it was my childhood, as you mentioned. It was the era of children should be seen and not heard. And probably some of our listeners can relate to that. And I see no difference nowadays for kids. They have so much more to deal with than I did. I didn't have to be concerned about violence in the schools, guns, social media, comparing myself to everyone else, and all of the distractions and technology and everything that's been added to our world. It's so much more complex. And I would imagine, I know I mentor a young girl and she's not always sure of her voice at all. Mm-hmm. And she's so thoughtful and so caring. She is a student at San Jose State University and wants to make a difference. And that is what we're speaking about, learning to speak up and speak out and be in a club or be in a debate. Or as you said, listen to folks who have opinions so different than ourselves, than our own opinions, I should say, because that's probably where we learn the most. Now, I know I might get a little red in the face and I might be triggered on every level, But as you said, Vanessa, I will learn. Mm-hmm. And I will be opened up to things I had never considered, because their background and experience is probably dramatically different than my own.
Yeah.
And that's where we begin to have respectful dialogue. And I like to say we can always disagree without being disagreeable.
I love that. Good. Yeah, it's funny. So, back 12 years now that I've been fighting against, human trafficking. And now I never thought we'd come to this day where there's discussion about, oh, we should legalize, prostitution, because somehow that's going to make everybody safer. There's this whole kind of feeling about that. And, for me, just at first pass, it's like, what? This is crazy, right? But then as I began to listen to certain groups of people and them saying, this is the only income that I can get. This is the only income because of, discrimination in our world. Specifically, I'm thinking of transgender people that are, transitioning, and that, they maybe go and apply for a job and someone sees them and they're like, are they a man? Are they a woman? I don't want them working here. And they don't give them a job, right? Because of that. And so they're feeling kind of like, well, if we don't legalize this, then I keep, then I'll be criminalized for what I'm doing. And I need a way to make money. I need a way to survive. And, of course, my answer, but what I love about like taking the time to hear that explanation is that I can begin to say, first of all, like, not cool. Let's figure out how we get you a job, right? Let's figure out how we get you the skills that you need for a sustainable job. And then second of all, like, I'm so sorry that, you've had that experience where like people can't look beyond what you look like and look at your skills, and aren't supporting you like they would anybody else, right? And so that's all of these discrimination points of discrimination that are happening that are keeping people from being able to live safely. And so that is my aha moment. Like, that's my example of listening to something that I thought was like so ridiculous, and then using my voice appropriately. Right? So you said, what did you say? How did you say I would disagree?
We can always disagree without being disagreeable.
Right. So using that, I don't know. Some people might say I'm pretty disagreeable. I don't know. I've tried. I'm trying. I am. I'm trying not to be too nasty. But some of these areas is like, what? And then I got to slow down. I'm like, okay, ask more questions. Think this through. So what are some things for you, Milena, that you have kind of grappled with or learned from by exercising your voice and also by hearing the voices of others?
So true. Love your examples. It's the archetype system was built out of my own spiritual training. And I realized that we have four phases of life, more or less. And the archetype, those archetypes were in us. So for example, if we say a woman, the maiden, I call it, or the little girl, the mother, whether that's physical birth or birth to an empire, then the queen, the good queen, and then the elder, the grandmama. And so we have a range of voices. And I have to agree with you about what you said, that just the idea of prostitution makes my body hurt, even saying the word. Mm-hmm. And so part of my mission is to teach us about words have meaning. Mm-hmm. In shamanism, words are magic. So we literally would be purposeful about each word. Some words are jail slang. And so if we think about the origin of the words and what we're actually creating and speaking out as divine spiritual people, we would think twice, perhaps. We would pause and respond versus react, because it's usually when we react that we might regret it. As you said, we're always trying to be kind and loving. And sometimes that means we raise our voice a little. Maybe that's the kindest option. And sometimes we are absolutely bold and in our passion. That for me is love and maybe the kindest thing to do in the moment. Mm-hmm. Other times I speak so soft and gentle because that's what's called for. Mm. And I think it's our sensitivity, it's our intuition, it's our emotional intelligence that helps us tap into what's called for right here and right now. Mm. If we're in an emergency situation or some of the situations that you're in with Love Never Fails, you got to raise your voice. Mm-hmm. It could be an emergency. If we're vacating the plane and I'm in the exit row, I'm not going to say, Vanessa, please come over here. I'm going to say, Vanessa, get over here now. We're vacating the plane. We're evacuating.
Right.
So I've got to be able to have that range and that confidence. And it takes a lot of courage to speak up. I think it does. Even for me, sometimes I'm afraid to make the call. Yes, even with all this work over all these years, it's never ending until we know and can trust and uncover and discover and build and open up that beautiful instrument that only we have and only we were born with.
Mm, yes, that's right. It is your signature. Well, we are going to take a break. I want to come back and talk a little bit about some of the shifts that have gone on with your business. So you're expanding to take on other areas in the country and doing some fun things there. So we're going to take a quick break and hear what else you got going. So we'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Are you struggling to find peace in your life, feeling anxious, or going through a difficult life storm? Scott Dixon, a Christian humanitarian filmmaker and host of the Dove Teachings web series, wants you to know that you are not alone. Go to doveteachings.org to see great Dove teaching lessons, pastor insights, and aspiring testimonies. You can watch the current show and more at doveteachings.org. That's D-O-V-E teachings.org, where you will find peace in your daily life through the teachings of Jesus.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio with Dr. Maluna Fausch, and we're just having a discussion about voice, about what propels us or compels us to use our voice, and that is sometimes oppressed or suppressed along our way. And so finding it and sharing what we have to share. And so just wanting to actually, before we talk about your shifts, I wanted to bring something up that I mentioned in the second segment, which I forgot, was, So there is, youth are experiencing homelessness at a very high rate, much higher than, you had mentioned, children are to be present, be present, but don't speak. Right. So and that is no longer holding up. I don't think in our world there's a lot of running away. And in particular, LGBTQ plus youth are experiencing homelessness at a disproportionate rate. LGBTQ plus youth make up 7% of the U.S. population. But they are 40% of those who are experiencing homelessness in our country. And I think part of that is an unwillingness to, I mean, I could be wrong, but an unwillingness to let them share what they're experiencing. I think a lot of it is that there's a bunch of policies and different reasons, you know, people are really taking advantage of anyone, quite frankly, that is having a hard time in our world right now. There's just a lot of predatory practices and behaviors out there. But what do you say about that? Do you think, you know, again, don't know if you have a scientific point of reference here, but what do you think about how youth and voice can sometimes, not giving youth a voice, can sometimes end up in a runaway situation? What do you think?
I think that's a huge part of it. If yeah. we don't have a voice in our own home or with the parents or the adults who seem to be in charge, what does that do to our psyche? It's we don't feel safe. We don't feel heard. There's, as you said, there's so much predatory practice. There are heartbreaking things going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And I believe if we could come together, and as you said, so many steps to even get to the boardroom, right? Yes, corporate mm-hmm. boards are not really interested in folks with my background. Mm-hmm. That's been my experience so far. So if everybody looks the same and talks the same and has the same background, nothing changes. Mm-hmm. And we need to be, I believe, it's got to be intergenerational. Mm-hmm. Studies show that over 55 communities, we might call them, we used to call them what, senior citizen centers or homes for elderly. It doesn't work for our society. They're isolated. They're not with young people. Young people are not with older people. Young people are not with their parents or grandparents. And what studies show, if we had communities of all ages, that would change everything.
Wow. I never even thought of that. That's so cool. Yeah. Just kind of keeping us integrated, keeping us yes. together. And let me add more onto this. You know, I was watching a study on social media, and the question was asked of, I think it was 60 students, about how many of them had had a smartphone. And every single hand went up, and these were college students. How many of you have a smartphone? Every single hand went up. And then how many of you are happier because you have a smartphone? How many of you are getting more joy? And only 4 hands went up. And I thought, wow, that's remarkable. And I think the statistics show, I don't have them offhand, but I remember seeing a study that showed an increase in suicide ideation, an increase in depression with an increase in using digital media, social media. And so here we are, we're isolating, not just physically, but, you know, in our minds, because we're spending so much time addicted to these platforms and these ways of isolating and only being with my people and only talking to my people about me. And everything is about personalization, you know, self-personalization. So much that you don't make the time to hear somebody else's voice.
I think it's a huge loss of our skills, social connection, seeing that it matters. I don't really think my fingers need more of a workout on my phone texting. Now, we love it, and it's great to reach people, and you can take care of things quickly. But the more time I'm on electronics, I can feel my energy go down. Mm-hmm. I can feel how much energy it takes mm-hmm. to be on the Zoom camera with my clients around the world now versus in person. It's more energy. Mm-hmm. It requires more of us. And gosh, I'd hate to lose the art of conversation because along with that is tied our courtesy, our greetings. When we walk into a restaurant, I love great service.
Me too.
You too, right?
And great food.
And great food. If you bring great service and great food, we are. Now that is happiness.
Yes.
Being interrupted on my phone. No, my phone is away.
Yeah.
Because whoever I'm with deserves my attention. And you know, you see people out at dinner and they're all looking at their phone texting. Yeah. Then why are you even out together?
Right.
Because all I want from you is your undivided attention. That's mm-hmm. what you can give me. Yeah. And the gift I can give you is being with you, not distracted, but being with you, caring and listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the shifts are pretty dangerous. And I think some of the younger kids are starting to understand.
I think so too. Actually, there's a movement amongst young people to move back to a flip phone. Have you heard about that? To give up their smartphones, so that they can get back to some sort of simplicity and normalcy. I thought that was so intriguing, and that somebody would do that purposefully. I actually talked to my 15-year-old daughter about it, and she said, "Yeah, Mom, you know, I uninstalled TikTok." She had it for a little bit, and she said, "I uninstalled it because it was just taking up too much of my time." And I can say, you know, there are some people that you go places with that you're so comfortable with, and you're like, I just want to be outdoors and I want to go listen to some music, but I don't, you know, I'm going to be on my phone. You're going to be on your phone. We're going to have a working lunch, you know, go in there with those, you know, with those parameters.
Yeah.
But if it's an everyday thing, every engagement, you, there's never any of that, any, you know, face to face. I do think we're missing out. So, yeah.
I agree. And it's, as you said, set up the parameters ahead of time. If it's a working lunch, you got to be on the phone, you're recording, whatever that might be. That expectation is set up.
Right.
And it's, I don't know that we can ever balance our life. I don't think that's actually true. Some things family needs more.
You don't believe in work-life balance? Have you heard the little catchphrase?
I do not believe in that. I do not believe in time management. We cannot manage time. Time goes on. Mother Earth goes on. All we can manage is our focus and what matters to get done today. What activities are going to really matter for my life, my business, IT, biz, Love Never Fails. That's what matters every day. We all have the same amount of time. Some people get tons of things done. Some people get nothing done.
Right.
There is no balance. So let's spend more time on what makes us happy, which, as you suggested, might not be more screen time.
No, I don't think it is. A little more prayer time, more prayer and less screen. How about that?
I love that. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back this time. I really am going to come back and talk about your expansion of your work, and would like to hear about any of your future plans, exciting things that you have coming up. So we'll be right back, and thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
This is Dr. Miluna Fausch. I am honored to serve on the advisory board of Love Never Fails, where each voice matters as lives are restored. Thank you for your support. Let's face it, you are making a pitch for something every day. Your verbal communication skills are the key to your professional and personal success. My company, Pitch Perfect Presentations, trains executives, management teams, and startups in delivering consistent, effective, engaging presentations to today's diverse audiences to rev up sales, attract clients and fans, and secure funding. Visit pitchperfectpresentations.com to schedule your complimentary strategy call with me today. That's pitchperfectpresentations.com, pitchperfectpresentations.com.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Dr. Maluna Fausch talking about Pitch Perfect, her business, her book, all the wonderful things that she's doing to help people find their voice. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your business. So you have, we've had the opportunity to spend time with you here in the Bay Area for the last 5 years. And, but you've made a move.
big news. Yes, we are leaving. Now, we were in Mountain View, Silicon Valley, San Francisco area for 5 years, two now in Monterey, California. Next up is Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, we are moving west to east this time.
Yeah. So what are your big plans there in South Carolina?
Big plans. A lot of things I can't yet speak aloud because I've made a few pitches.
Okay.
Some key pitches to some folks, one being Forbes headquarters in Charleston, the folks who published my book, all of you know, the Forbes brand. Mm-hmm. I've always had a love of history. And the courtesy and kindness of folks in Charleston, you've got just enough of that Southern, the courtesy. And speaking of time, people actually want to talk to you there. They're going to spend a little time, which just made my heart sing.
Yes.
And so we've lived in about 14 places. We've traveled the world, and it was a very careful choice. Where do we want to spend this next act of our lives? So I expect to, perhaps I will audition for the theater again.
Ooh.
There are some plantations and historical properties. I'd love to teach curriculum from my book at a retreat center. There's also a medical college, Medical University of South Carolina. Now, I used to work with doctors as a standardized patient. Mm-hmm. They would bring in actors to play patients to teach them, guess what? Communication and bedside manner.
Mm.
So I'm going to be reaching around and poking around and introducing myself to the community. And I can continue to work with all my executives and leaders via Zoom as always.
Yeah, very cool. Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. I know that was a hard decision to make, but I'm excited for you. I just wanted to thank you again for helping, you know, our young leaders. You come in and you do group classes with our young leaders to help them reflect on, you know, where they've been and maybe some of their challenges, which may be hindering their ability to speak out for themselves and or to show up fully as who they are. And so thank you for doing that with us, with ITBiz. And I know you'll continue on even remotely because all the work that we do with ITBiz or most of it is online. So that works out well. And so that's really exciting that you'll be able to provide some education maybe to some schools out that way and kind of continue to help the next gen leaders come, right?
Absolutely. And it's such a pleasure to teach ITBiz. That will not stop, as you mentioned. I would be upset if I couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
The folks, the students they're just some of the most amazing, thoughtful, considerate people. Maybe because they've been through challenges like some of us have.
Right.
It just challenges you to be more of who you are and begin to move through things and begin to practice speaking up, practice making a pitch. Mm-hmm. And we have such a great time talking about voice, job interviews, professional communication, things about the anatomy, how the voice actually works. We have some deep and fun work with ITBiz.
Yeah. And just for the listening audience to hear, we so at the end of our entrepreneurship class, all of the students they do a pitch of their either make-believe or their actual planned small business. And the ideas that they come up with are, you know, tech businesses, you know, tech infused businesses, food businesses. We've had, you know, people who are going to sew and or source pillows and sheets and covers for beds, and other people that were selling pupusas, and other people that, you know, are interested in creating their own food, you know, bioengineered food, various types of pitches, right? So you've seen it all. I remember one of them was a 3D. He was creating 3D images for games, for video games. So cool. You remember
that? Yeah, I do. That was extraordinary.
Yeah.
And these are the future leaders, CEOs, founders, entrepreneurs. These are actual solutions for humanity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's so exciting, the part of IT Biz in Love Never Fails, because we see amazing creativity. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
We have such creativity in us, and helping draw out their voice and ability to speak about it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's how the funding starts. That's how the sponsors are put in place. That's how we get clients and customers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of sponsorship, I want to thank you for sponsoring one of our students. As part of our gala, we gave that opportunity to anyone who's interested to become a sponsor. There's various things that people can sponsor. And I want to thank you, Dr. Maluna, for sponsoring the gala and our program. We're so grateful. Thank you again.
It was my pleasure. I had to figure out which one would I sponsor, and probably IT Biz. So close to my heart. It was easy.
Yeah.
In fact, I get to be at the gala in person. Yes, we are cruising up Monterey and staying in a hotel. And I cannot wait to meet some of the Love Never Fails. I don't like the word staff, but the folks who make all this happen.
Yes,
they are. A whole bunch of us have never met in person yet.
Yes, they are the ones that make it all happen. They're amazing, amazing folks. So thank you for making the trip up, you and your hubby. And we're looking so much forward to seeing both of you. And again, thank you for just being an amazing support to Love Never Fails. I know that it, as part of your transition, you will be moving off of the advisory board for, you know, but you'll still be connected to us through IT Biz classes. And so we, again, thank you so much for being an integral part of, you know, the services that we're providing and with love. That heart-centered leadership, as you said, to our students and to our program members and employees, as you mentioned. So thank you again. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to just share a few last-minute details here about how you can get along, get involved, and maybe sponsor the gala as well, or join us. Get your tickets today. We're almost just over a month away. So you want to go ahead and listen in. Certainly, if you feel like it now, you can go right to our website, loveneverfailsus.com/events. And there you will see our annual Journey to Freedom Gala. Tickets and sponsorship opportunities are listed there. We'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors. Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Maluna, for just all that you've done to support us and so many others. You are just giving back and reaching out and bridging people together all the time. I'm a witness to that. I wanted to just give you an opportunity to share a little bit more about your Uplevel Your Communication book, where someone might be able to purchase that, and anything else, your website, those types of details. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It has been such a pleasure. MilunaFausch.com. So it's my name is my branding. Uplevel Your Communication. I'm going to invite our audience to go to your local bookstore, support a small business. Maybe it's a woman-owned business or a minority-owned business, and order the book there. That's how you can support further in your own community. And I read something by email today that I wanted to share. It's the difference between givers and takers. And we've all met folks who are takers, the ones that we can't get off the telephone with. We feel bad. Our energy is lowered. Things just don't feel right when we're around a taker, someone who has not learned, perhaps. Giving seems to increase both who we are and what we have. And so what we know is that givers have more friends, more opportunity. I bet you they make more money in some cases. And we just feel so good around them. And that's, to me, what Love Never Fails represents. So I'm going to invite our audience, go ahead and get your ticket. Come join us in person if you can. It's Journey to Freedom, because that's what we're all about. It's music. Yes, incredible speakers that will inspire, touch, and delight you. It's great food. I don't even know what all the surprises are. But we want you to get involved. And I bet you the folks listening are natural givers. Mm-hmm. And you know, it feels so good to give. We are wired to give and share. That's just how we are wired. Mm-hmm. So come and join with us and make that difference that only you can make.
Well, thank you again for being here. There are several other events that are going on in the community that I wanted to make sure you all are aware of. So if you are in the East Palo Alto area, please join us on a monthly basis. We have our East Palo Alto Coalition Against Human Trafficking from 7 to 8:30 at the Renaissance Center on Bay Road, 7 to 8:30 p.m. And that's a monthly meeting. And join us and be a part of all the various ways that we're addressing human trafficking in the city of East Palo Alto. I also want to encourage you, perhaps you are wanting to get you or your church more involved in this fight against human trafficking. Join the Church Coalition. Our next meeting it's a prayer meeting. It's on April 1st, and it's from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Just a 30-minute prayer meeting. We have 40 churches that are involved in the coalition, and probably about 20 join that meeting. And we just literally pray together for 30 minutes over the prayer points that we publish on a monthly basis. And so please reach out. If you want to learn more, you can reach out to Janet, but you can register. Janet's, by the way, email is janet@loveneverfailsus.com. And you can register at loveneverfailsus.com/events. And then last but not least, super excited. Actually, not last. We have a couple more things. But one of the biggies that we want to make sure that you are registered for either a seat or a table, or we actually are still accepting sponsorships, is our Journey to Freedom Gala. And it's titled this year, Connecting Communities and Empowering Lives. It's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Black Hawk Museum. And on April 6th. And so you can register on our website at loveneverfailsus.com/events. The seats are $200 a seat. The tables are $2,000 for 10 seats. And then there are sponsorship opportunities. And we want to make sure that you are aware. We have speakers. We have dance. Our guest speaker is EPA Mayor Antonio Lopez. We have a testimonial from a survivor leader. It's going to be a great time, but all of the proceeds go towards funding all of our houses, all of our outreaches. And so if you love what we do, we need your help to keep it going. So please come and join us on April the 6th. We also have a walkathon that we're doing. So this is starting to happen more and more. We're so excited. Human Trafficking Awareness Walkathon with the San Mateo Rotary Clubs. That's 5 to 7 p.m. at the San Francisco Airport on April the 23rd. So want to invite you to join us. And then also, if you're not local and you want to join us for the kickoff of our 12-step recovery Fight for Love, we are going to be hosting that meeting over Zoom. And so if you want to learn more about that, you can go to loveneverfailsus.com/fightforlove. And you can register there and also purchase our books either for women or for men. So lots of ways you can get involved with us. We thank you so much for listening in to our show, for being an important part of our community. And of course, if you haven't heard it before, or if you need to hear it again, always remember that you are loved.
Thanks for joining us this week on Love Never Fails Radio. We trust that you've been inspired by these stories of hope and love, and that you'll accept our challenge to get involved by contacting us at loveneverfailsus.com, by liking and sharing our Facebook page, Facebook.com/LoveNeverFailsRadio, or by making a contribution directly to Love Never Fails. This program is the broadcast outreach of Love Never Fails, which is a donor-supported nonprofit ministry that Vanessa founded as a way of directly impacting the lives of young people who are trapped in or at risk of becoming involved in human trafficking. This broadcast needs your involvement and support. To find out more, simply go to loveneverfailsus.com and click on the radio show link. Today's program was brought to you in part by Case Industries, as well as supporters from Faith Fellowship, New Hope Christian Fellowship, and the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. On behalf of Vanessa and the whole team at Love Never Fails, thank you for listening, and thank you even more for committing to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst.
Give love a chance. Give love your heart. Love never fails. Give love a chance. Give love your heart. Love never fails. Give love a chance. Give love your heart. Love never fails.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.